You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now let's head to Alameda. There's a ship stationed there, the USS Hornet. And when you visit it, it's like taking a trip back in time. The aircraft carrier served in both World War II and Vietnam.
2,700 men from every state in the Union.
And it famously recovered the first astronauts to walk on the moon after they dropped into the Pacific.
Find themselves aboard the USS Hornet to make possible the safe recovery of our moon men, the Apollo 11 crew. The right people, in the right place, at the right time.
Now the Hornet is a museum. All of the docents are veterans who served on the ship or other aircraft carriers. They'll tell you that it's not just old artifacts and displays that reveal the Hornet's history. They'll tell you it's also haunted. KALW's Zoe Ferrigno has this ghost story.
It's Friday night. The sun has just gone down over the bay, and I'm standing on the hangar deck of the USS Hornet. It's an actual airplane hangar on a ship. It's huge. Seriously. It's the length of three football fields. I'm here for a three-hour history mystery tour.
We'll all head out to a different area to start investigating, and we'll be in the dark. So does everybody have a flashlight?
My guide for the night is Bill Fee, who served on one of the Hornet's sister ships. He tells us to stick with our groups and not wander off, unless we want to become ghost stories for the next tour. Then he leads us below deck, into the dark. Bill lives part-time on the ship, so he has a lot of stories.
One particular Friday night, everybody went home. I locked the door. I'm the only one here on the ship.
Bill was alone with a flashlight, so he didn't bother turning on any of the red lights that usually illuminate the ship at night.
But about 2:30 in the morning, I woke up because I heard the click of the nightlight at the end of the passageway. And then I heard the next nightlight click on. So I got up, opened my stateroom door, and looked down the passageway, and sure enough, all the red lights were on.
It sounds creepy, but Bill wasn't afraid. He and the other docents I talked to believe that most of the spirits on board are fellow servicemen. The night that all the lights turned on, Bill says the spirits were just trying to help.
They knew I was here, so they turned lights on for my safety.
Another person on this tour is Justin Dimmick. He's a member of the Alameda Paranormal Researchers. In each room we stop in, he sets up equipment.
That green light's a K2 meter. So electricians use them to sense if there's any active electrical stuff in walls so they don't get shocked.
Ghost hunters use K2 meters to detect the presence of spirits. Justin says if one passes by, the lights on the meter flash red. Bill and Justin also place flashlights around each room, the kind that you twist on and off. They loosen up the caps a little, so it's easy for spirits to turn them on when they want to communicate.
We just had a flashlight over there. We got a flashlight hit.
For most of the tour, there aren't many signs of paranormal activity. Occasionally, one of the K2 meters goes off, or the flashlights turn on. And at one point, one of them starts to roll back and forth across a table.
What gets me is it didn't light up.
You had a K2.
That one did.
There we go. You had a K2 spike before all that happened.
Bill tells us that some nights are more active than others.
When we first started coming into this area for doing investigations, one of the ladies in my group was a lieutenant on the San Francisco Homeland Security. They had just received their new thermal imaging cameras.
Infrared cameras that form images of heat. The lieutenant brought the camera with her on the tour, and everyone got to look through it. In an old office on the ship, the camera showed heat residue on a lot of the furniture.
We had a lot of teletype keys that were thermally hot. And the room that's back here, the desk drawer pulls, the chair cushion, and the chair back were thermally hot.
It was as if someone had just been in there working. Another docent, Mike Gordon, tells me he's also met spirits on the Hornet. He served on another one of the Hornet's sister ships and says the first time he came on board, he felt at home.
You know, thousands of guys over the years, it's old steam, it's old oil, it's, you know, it just smells like an old ship. So I come in and I went, oh, where do I sign?
Mike says he'd never felt the presence of a ghost before he started working on the ship. One day, he visited the sick bay, or hospital. It's made up of several rooms, and they've all been restored to feel like it's the 1940s. There are old typewriters, old rotary phones, and vintage medic helmets. In one room, there are actual x-rays of a skull and a rib cage hanging on the wall.
Inside here is the sterile room, and this is the autoclave. So this is just a... I'll open it up. That's where the surgical instruments would be sterilized.
Lots of people have had weird experiences down here. Mike had his in one of the old operating rooms.
So, I walked in here, and I got to about here, and this is where I couldn't go any further. It was not like a physical presence was pushing on me or anything like that. My body just wouldn't move forward.
The USS Hornet is full of stories like this. People say they see and hear and feel strange things on the ship all the time. But for some reason, it doesn't really feel scary to me. And it doesn't for anyone else that I talk to either. Docent Bill Fee has a theory.
None of our spirits here are evil spirits. They're all heroes. Some of the spirits that are here died on this ship. And some of the spirits that we have passed away, not during war or a battle, but just as old age. But this is a safe haven for them.
And he says they're still on the ship. In Alameda, I'm Zoe Ferrigno for Cross Currents.